As early as today, President Trump is expected to overrule the FBI and the Justice Department and approve the public release of a memo written by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee that seeks to discredit the FBI's Russia investigation. Chairman Devin Nunes denies accusations from Democrats on the committee that he improperly altered the memo that was given to the president to review. This morning, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called for Nunes's removal from the Intelligence Committee. Joining us now is Malcolm Nance, who's a career intelligence officer and author of the book, The Plot to Hack America. Malcolm, welcome back.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And what do you think is in this memo?
Well, we can only determine right now until it's released the outlines based on what people have been saying in, on news media. And we understand that it involves the process to get a foreign intelligence surveillance court warrant against one individual. That's Carter Page. And we're not quite sure what Nunes is asserting, but it may be that somehow during the collection of intelligence against this individual, there may have been incidental collection against the names of other people in the Trump administration, and that somehow nefariously these things were used, were outed and were being used by the FBI. We're not sure, but it doesn't matter. Whatever happens here, we know that this information is coming from a top secret special compartmented information level report that was part of the FISA court process, and that it was cherry-picked from the 400 or so pages that these warrant documents are down to 4 pages. And that means that there is no context whatsoever, and it could be manipulated into any type.
And many are concerned that there are national security implications of releasing this memo. What do you think, and what might those be?
And you're absolutely right. If this was in fact true, if something occurred with a U.S. citizen, the foreign intelligence agencies can read through the blank spaces and the methodologies that they may have used with a U.S. citizen or another source will immediately disappear. They will be closed up, as we call it. You know, they'll be scrubbed clean. Another thing is that we don't know what the status of Carter Page was, if it in fact is Carter Page. Let's just assume that it's him. We don't know whether he was actually an asset of the FBI at the time that he was carrying this out. He may have been a double agent, and that could possibly expose him and anything that he's collected. It appears that this is now, they have politicized, Devin Nunes has politicized the process of collecting counterintelligence material. And when I say counterintelligence, that means our ability to hunt out foreign spies. And he's doing it for political purposes to protect the president, which in and itself is suspicious.
Do you expect anybody to lose their job over this, whether it be Rod Rosenstein or Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI?
You know, it doesn't matter. I don't know what the White House is thinking. I don't know whether they read, you know, all the president's men and decided that, you know, mimicking Richard Nixon's actions would be the best thing that could happen. The investigators on the ground cannot be stopped. This is an avalanche, and they are still collecting and doing their day-to-day work. You can fire Rosenstein and you can fire Mueller. That is a political catastrophe that the White House would bring down upon itself. But they will not be able to stop the information that was collected and can be collected.
Malcolm Nance, I want to ask you about something else. There was a meeting that was held in Washington last week between top Russian spy chiefs and CIA Director Mike Pompeo to discuss joint counterterrorism measures. Now, those kinds of meetings, according to the Washington Post, are not unheard of. But what do you make of it?
Well, you're right. They aren't unheard of. They're usually done in an international meeting context, like over at Davos. They are done for very specific cooperative agendas, terrorists who are operating in the wild world. They're usually done through liaison officers, whether that's in northern Syria, whether that's in, you know, Berlin or Moscow. What this was almost a ministerial level meeting. And the only way this meeting could have occurred was that Donald Trump, working through back channels with Moscow, coordinated this meeting and then ordered the director of national intelligence and the director of the CIA to sit down with the three individuals who are suspected of having hacked the U.S. election and to have a meeting in Washington in order to discuss counterterrorism. That story is the next breaking scandal in this administration.
That's Malcolm Nance, career intelligence officer and author of the book, The Plot to Hack America. Malcolm, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
And today, CIA Director Mike Pompeo responded to criticism about that meeting from Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. In a letter to Schumer, Pompeo wrote, "There is nothing untoward about U.S. intelligence officials meeting with their Russian counterparts."